Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Market Watch on the Morning Run. 9:15 now. We've got Benny Lee on the line. He is the Chief Market Strategist at Jupiter Securities.
Good morning, Benny. So we are now starting the second half of the year, but we've had a chance to look at the conclusion of the first quarter reporting season. What do you think about the performance of listed companies in Malaysia?
Hi, morning. Well, I think the performance was a little bit disappointing in the first quarter. It's quite broad-based. Actually, most of the sectors has not been performing as expected. Even though most of the expectations have been brought down, or the expected revenue for these companies have been brought down earlier, is still worse than expected. So that actually shows that the market is taking, or the companies are taking, a defensive mode at this point of time.
And is this reflected of the general economic sentiment and outlook?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we are looking for a challenging 2016. I mean, they have already expected that. And I think the economic activity itself has also shown that, business activities has gone down and slowed down. And of course, these companies will start to take a defensive mode instead of expanding further.
And the banking sector also clearly showed a slowdown in loan growth, although for some certain companies, their profit growth actually went up. Is the banking sector one that you like?
Well, I still don't see any opportunities in the banking sector yet. I think their cost of borrowings have actually increased as well. And, if, let's say, the interest rates is going to be raised, then that will again deter some of the economic activity, that will prevent the economy from growing stronger. And they are, like I said, the other businesses are not really expanding, so they are not taking really high risk at this point of time. So we won't see growth in the banking sector in this short term.
And yesterday, we saw the OPEC meeting chaired by the new Saudi Arabian oil minister. And it was a yawn for most investors because there weren't any supply cuts. But we've seen crude oil prices actually go up quite sharply in the first quarter. But looking at local stocks, oil and gas stocks, prices are still very much languishing. Why is this happening?
Yeah, we have actually seen quite strong movement in crude oil prices. In fact, even after the OPEC meeting yesterday, the prices were still holding up quite well. It has not declined. We have seen crude oil prices rising for the past more than 1 month, but the oil and gas sector seems, the stocks in the oil and gas sector in Malaysia seems to be going down, and they are at near historical lows. I think one of the reasons is because if we look at the average prices of crude oil, the first quarter of oil prices was still lower. We only see an increase in the average prices in moving April onwards. So I think we're still probably going to see some negative results, at least for the next 1 or 2 quarters for oil and gas. And we're probably going to see a better results on the last quarter onwards. That being said, we're probably going to see all oil and gas sectors still being pressured in the next 1 or 2 months, but we're probably going to see them bottom out as well.
And what other sectors do you like in the market?
At this point of time, if we are looking at a longer term, I'm still in favor of the oil and gas sector. If investors are able to hold for at least about 2-3 years, then we should be able to see the performance for the oil and gas sector to be stronger in the last quarter onwards. In the short term, I will look at stocks again that benefits from the weaker ringgit that we see at this point of time. we have already seen some furniture companies and IT companies have started to move in the past 1 week, and I think that will create some short-term trading opportunities. And I think the plantation sector will also be an attractive one, looking at the palm oil prices that has been rising in the past few months, and the average prices has been rising as well. So palm oil sector, I think, will be performing well as well. On the last quarter, we're probably going to see some correction in the next two or three quarters, the next second or third quarter.
Thank you. That was Benny Lee, Chief Market Strategist for Jupiter Securities. And now Melissa speaks to Mikio Kumada, Global Strategist at LGT Capital Partners.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.